It's time for From the Short Grass with Trey Shapp, a golf podcast for those who love golf, struggle with golf, and just like to enjoy the outdoors and fellowship with friends, all while chasing a ball around trying to put it in a 4 1/4 inch diameter hole. From the Short Grass is brought to you by Stevens Incorporated, an independent financial services firm with the freedom to focus on what matters most. And by Beachwood Pinnacle Hotels. We partner with you to deliver high-yield results by managing, developing, and investing in top-quality hospitality assets. And now, from the Short Grass, here is your host, Trey Shapp.
Welcome to another edition of From the Short Grass. I am your host, Trey Shapp. In this episode, I sit down with George Makris, Jr. He currently serves as executive chairman of Simmons First National Corporation and the company's lead subsidiary, Simmons Bank. Prior to his employment by the company on January the 2nd of 2013, Mr. Makris had been employed by MK Distributors, Inc. since 1980 and had served as its president since 1985. George grew up in Pine Bluff, Arkansas. Played at the Pine Bluff Country Club, tennis, golf, swam there, but also played baseball in the summer. That's what kids did back in those days. And you're about to learn a lot more about George Makris in this episode of From the Short Grass. Of course, you've heard me talk about the Simmons Bank Championship that's coming to Pleasant Valley Country Club on October the 21st through the 27th. And yes, they're still looking for volunteers. I'm going to get into that with George Makris. Also get into the fact of how they were able to get Will Zalatoris as one of their ambassadors and some of the other ambassadors that they have that play professional golf. It's an interview that gives you a little bit of history on him, and it gives you a little insight into how they decided to tie Simmons Bank with professional golf. And they do a lot for golf, not only in the state of Arkansas with their sponsorship of the Arkansas State Golf Association, but in the South as well. In their footprint, they are very visible. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group, one of our great sponsors of From the Short Grass. If you need an overnight place to stay, make sure you go to their website, bphotels.com, find one of their outstanding properties, and book it. That's all you need to do. Matthew Allen, Blair Allen, they know how to manage hotel properties. We're back with more From the Short Grass after this. Stay with us. At Stevens, our philosophy is to invest every dollar as if it were our own. To seize opportunity. To anticipate rather than react. To deliver constant focus in an ever-changing world. And to pursue the objectives of our clients in order to help them reach their financial goals. A proven history of helping companies and individuals. Stevens, member NYSE SIPC.
Heading to El Dorado to check out some live music or to play Mystic Creek? Stay at the Haywood, the only boutique hotel in the middle of downtown and the Murphy Arts District. If you are spending a weekend in Hot Springs, make plans now at the Marriott Courtyard close to Lake Hamilton and Oaklawn. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group manages both of these fine properties, and you will rest easy knowing that your every need is taken care of. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotels on the web at bphotels.com.
Welcome back to this edition of From the Short Grass. I am your host, Trey Shapp. Ever since Will Zalatoris was runner-up at Augusta National in the Masters with the Simmons Bank logo on his chest, I've been trying to get a sit-down interview with George Makris, the mastermind behind Simmons Bank. Well, I was finally able to secure that last week. I hope you enjoy my interview with George Makris, Jr. On the tee, George Makris, Jr. George, thanks for joining me on From the Short Grass. It's been a long time since I've wanted to get you on my podcast, and you finally agreed to sit down, and I think I know why. Because if we would have talked before, some big golf tournament, the cat would have been out of the bag before you wanted it?
Yeah, I can't keep a secret very well, Trey. So I had to sort of shutter myself for a period of time. You know, we are very fortunate that through a series of events and through a lot of hard work by a lot of people, we were able to secure a Champions Tour event here in Little Rock. And the fact that it's in the fall and a playoff event sort of gets us to a really, really good start. You know, that happened over a couple of year period. Really all started when I sat down with Glenn Day at a pro-am and we were eating lunch, and he said, you know, we need to do something like this in Little Rock. And I said, well, sure, Glenn, just trying to be nice to him. And little did I know that next week I get a call from the president of PGA Champions Tour, Miller Brady, who wants to start talking about having this event in Little Rock. And, of course, as you can imagine, with most PGA Tour issues, scheduling is a big deal. And we all know that April and May were not ideal times in Arkansas based on unpredictability of weather.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Those were the dates that were available at the time. We told Miller that we were extremely interested, but if a fall date came up, we thought that would be ideal for golf in Arkansas. And lo and behold, we got a call, I guess a year ago, and said, hey, how about this playoff date in October? And we said, that'll be great. Now, playoff is going to be great. It's going to be a 54-person field. The only downside is it's not a full field event, and therefore we don't get sponsor exemptions into the tournament. That would be the only negative I can think about for this tournament. But we're going to have the 54 top point getters on the Champions Tour here in Little Rock for our first event, which will be great.
And, George, that's major winners. That's Players' Championship winners. I mean, these are the best of the best that growing up I would watch.
That's exactly right. And, you know, when you see these guys, you'll know every one of them.
Mm-hmm.
It's just an unbelievable opportunity for Little Rock. I've been very fortunate, had the opportunity to play in several pro-ams, Korn Ferry and PGA and Champions. And I can tell you the experience in the Champions Tour pro-ams is like nothing else. Those guys love being out there. They're out there because they enjoy the interaction with the fans and with the amateurs. Now, they're still competitive, but they're more well-rounded in their careers than some of the guys who are really grinding, trying to make a name for themselves in their golf careers.
Let's start to when you first picked up a golf club. Do you remember when that was?
You know, I don't remember exactly when it was, but I do remember that it was in the junior golf program at Pine Bluff Country Club with George McEwen as the pro. And
what a guy.
You know, I'm telling you, and, you know, Trey, I was reading the other day that a trio of senior golfers here in Little Rock went and won a national tournament. And I can't remember who sponsored that, but it was Stan Payne, Wes McNulty, Gordy McEwen. All three from Pine Bluff Country Club, all three taught by George McEwen. Now, they understood something that I didn't while I was being taught. But those guys have done great, and George McEwen was one of the best.
And all three of them, very, very good golfers.
That's right.
I mean, are like the best of the best when it comes to it. So Pine Bluff Country Club, what was that like going there and learning the game?
Well, we had a huge junior golf program back in those days. We didn't have soccer. Baseball started in May when school was over. It ran all the way through the summer. So my sort of routine was that I'd wake up in the morning, my mom would put me in the car, take me out to Pine Bluff Country Club. I'd take tennis lessons, golf lessons, swim, eat lunch. She'd come pick me up for baseball practice, and that was my routine all summer long. I was outdoors doing one sport or another all the time. I wish those days were still
It's back when here. America was great.
That's right. That's right.
I can imagine, too, and some of the guys that you got to play with down there, your friends and stuff, I mean, that you built friendships off of that.
Absolutely. You know, golf is a wonderful sport. Unlike many other sports where you really want to match up ability to ability. I'm thinking about tennis specifically. Golf is not like that. I enjoy 4 hours with friends. It really doesn't matter whether we play well or not. It's just a great social atmosphere. And that's, you know, that's what people are going to experience here in Little Rock during our tournament is the social side of golf.
Mm-hmm. Growing up Pine Bluff Country Club, I mean, you've seen it in its heyday. You've seen it when it struggled a little bit. And you've seen it back to where it is now. And I want to ask you about Jamie McAfee and what he means to Pine Bluff Country Club.
Oh, Jamie is the face of Pine Bluff Country Club and has been for some time. You know, Jamie's reputation as a chef in Arkansas is really unsurpassed. He is absolutely as good as we've got to offer. I got to know Jamie when he was running the McGee Country Club. We had purchased the Anheuser-Busch distributor in McGee shortly before their four ball, and their business had sponsored that, and we kept that tradition up. So I met Jamie then. McGee Country Club was doing extremely well. I think at the time, I may have this number wrong, but they had well over 300 members of the McGee Country Club, and it was one of the most fun four balls I participated in all year. But as many small towns in Arkansas have done, they started losing population. Membership at the country club started waning a little bit. And it just so happened that our general manager left Pine Bluff Country Club, and we were looking for his replacement. And I mentioned to Jamie to see if he would have any interest. And things lined up really well. His son Jay was getting out of college. His daughter was going to college. So their local ties to McGee were just at the McGee Country Club. Now, I got to tell you, I felt bad for my friends at the McGee Country Club that Jamie took the job, but it has been absolutely phenomenal for the Pine Bluff Country Club, what Jamie's been able to do there, but also in the community. Mm-hmm. The Pine Bluff Country Club is now the event space for many, many activities. I think UAPB has used it probably more than anyone else for events they have, especially around homecoming and graduation and things like that.
Yeah, he's a guy that all you got to do is just taste his food and you're like, wow.
You're right. You know, his menu's extensive. I don't know if you've ever looked at it down there, but when I take people there, I'm going, hey, listen, if you see something you like, that's great, but this is just a suggestion. So yeah. Just tell Jamie what you want. My wife used to call over there and go, Jamie, I'd like some chicken enchiladas. Next thing I know, I got a big pan of chicken enchiladas sitting there in my kitchen. So yeah. Jamie can do it all. He's unbelievable. And his family supports him 100%, and that is really sort of the hidden gem behind Jamie McAfee is his wife, his son, his daughter. They're all involved in food service.
And he's not a bad golfer either.
No, he's not. And his son, you know, played golf in college. So Jay is a big boy. And first time I played with Jay at Pine Bluff Country Club, I don't think he took a wood out of his bag. He can hit one iron pretty long way.
Probably smart there, especially on the tight side of the front. Yeah,
that's right.
Probably pretty smart. So you made a move. You're at Simmons Bank. And now all of a sudden, Simmons Bank is just like thrust itself into the golf world, if you will. How did that come about?
Well, it started really through our athletic director, Pat Anderson. So Pat knows everybody in the world, it seems like. And Pat was approached by the Korn Ferry Tour about the possibility of Simmons being a title sponsor for a Korn Ferry event. So they were looking to expand their schedule, but they also had some well-established tournaments that didn't have title sponsors. We had just moved into the Nashville market and were looking for a way to sort of make a name for Simmons Bank there. And we found out that the Nashville Open was connected with Brant Snedeker and his foundation. They're the beneficiary of the tournament. So we thought, well, you know, instead of starting something from scratch, we need a presence in Nashville. Let's check on this. Well, it worked out great. Brant, I don't know if you know Brant. He is one of the finest guys you'll ever meet. His wife, his family are involved. The charities they support are excellent. Big-time junior golf supporter. So we met Brant. We talked to the folks in the Korn Ferry Tour, and we agreed to sign up as a title sponsor. Unfortunately, the first year that we were going to be the title sponsor was the COVID year where the schedule was canceled completely.
Yeah.
Well, the next year, that tournament moved to a different venue, the Grove Golf Club, which was great. The Tennessee Golf Foundation got involved as the managing group. And our tournament the following year was the first one after COVID. So we had restricted attendance. So it wasn't a full-blown event. Went off really, really well. The next year, full event, we could bring in all the sponsors we wanted, and it was Tournament of the Year. First year without any restrictions. So we were really pleased about that. They've done a fantastic job. And then, you know, it's real funny that during that time, the Korn Ferry folks recommended that we have some player ambassadors on the Korn Ferry Tour. And we said, okay, great. We don't know how to do that, so you're going to have to help
us. You're going to have to lead us.
That's right. So we went down, and their player development folks brought out resumes of about 20 golfers and said, okay, so tell us generally what you're looking for. And we said, well, do you have anyone in Nashville? It'd be great to have a local ambassador there. And they did. Dawson Armstrong went to school at Lipscomb, lived in Nashville. So we said, okay, great. I'd like to meet Dawson. They said, okay, what else? Said, well, we just bought a bank over in Stillwater, Oklahoma. They have a pretty good golf program over there.
Yes, they do.
You got anybody from Oklahoma State? Well, Kevin Doherty was available. Kevin's now on the PGA Tour, but he was a Korn Ferry guy at the time, so we said, I'd like to meet him. Said, okay, so what else? I said, well, so we've got this guy that's dating the daughter of a guy that runs our Hot Springs, Arkansas bank. He just happens to have been the NCAA champ at Ole Miss. We'll overlook his Ole Miss connection. His name's Braden Thornberry.
Yeah.
So we said, we'd like to see Braden on that list. They said, okay, well, I'd recommend you get one more. What do you have in mind? I said, well, we've got a pretty good presence in Dallas. What do you have out of Dallas? And they brought out three resumes. Two of them had just signed with another bank, small bank there in Texas. So that left one guy. They said, yeah, this guy's name is Will Zalatoris. Said, Will is only 29th on the Korn Ferry points list right now, but he was Arnold Palmer Scholarship winner at Wake Forest, played on Walker Cup team, great guy. He'll be a great ambassador for you. Said, okay, we'll put him on the list. Well, we met all four of those guys at the same time at a tournament we went to down in Florida. And immediately after that, signed them up, and they're all four wonderful young men, great ambassadors for Simmons Bank. But Will, for the next 12 weeks, or next 12 tournaments, finished in the top 20, including second in the Masters and sixth in the U.S. Open.
Could you have ever thought that it would be that good? I mean, he almost won the Masters and would have been the second to Fuzzy Zeller to win it in his first try.
That's right.
And he's wearing Simmons Bank.
Yeah. I didn't know I knew so many people as that Sunday of the Masters. My phone was blowing up.
So you weren't there watching it in person?
No, we were actually at Southwind for the Arkansas, the Simmons Bank Cup.
Okay.
So the challenge match between Tennessee and Arkansas.
The amateurs. Yep.
That was the practice day before the tournament began on Monday. So we were actually over there with that group sitting in the bar watching that tournament.
Wow.
It was great.
Wow. And it couldn't have gone any better, I would think. I mean, the relationship that you have with Will now, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Will has just been spectacular. A couple of years ago, the Players' Championship finished on Monday. I don't know if you remember that or not.
But yes. Yep.
We were in New York to ring the opening bell for NASDAQ, and Will and his wife were going to come up and join us. Well, that was Tuesday morning at 7 o'clock. So Will and his wife flew to New York, got there about 11 o'clock the night before after they finished the Players Championship and rang the opening bell with us.
Wow.
So he's a trooper.
He is a trooper.
Yeah.
The relationship with the ASGA that you have with them, I know you're one of their big sponsors with that. How did that come about and why so important to be a sponsor of the Arkansas State Golf Association?
Well, Jay Fox and Wes McNulty are, as you know, really good friends, and they were in need of a major sponsor of the ASGA, and they do so much good for particularly junior golf in Arkansas. We saw the need to support that, so it was a pretty easy decision on our part.
The Simmons Bank Championship that's coming to Pleasant Valley Country Club, was it an easy sell for PV?
Well, we didn't know whether it was going to be or not. You know, they're going through a complete clubhouse renovation. It's been shut down completely since August, I think. It's not going to open until the 1st of September. We didn't know how the membership would react just getting into their brand new clubhouse and then getting kicked out basically for a week, 7 weeks later. But I'll tell you, the reaction of the membership at Pleasant Valley Country Club has exceeded everyone's expectations. I think they're really excited about showing off their club,
mm-hmm.
And the potential for new memberships, but also national publicity. This tournament's going to be televised for 3 days.
On the Golf Channel.
That's right.
I mean, it's big time.
Yeah.
When it comes to volunteers, I mean, a tournament like this, and obviously being involved with the Korn Ferry Tour, it takes volunteers as well. The need is there for volunteers to help run this championship.
It is. And, you know, we've been very fortunate for the number of people that have already signed up. So a lot of members from Pleasant Valley have signed up to be volunteers. A lot of associates from Simmons Bank have signed up. And then we just opened registration to the public a couple of weeks ago. And I think our numbers already exceed 700 volunteers. So I don't want to discourage anyone because it is a great way to participate in the tournament. But what that may mean is that we won't need someone to do the same thing 3 days in a row. We may be able to shuffle folks in and out, and they'll get to go at just as regular spectators. That's right.
Yeah, have some time off to go watch the event.
That's right. Yeah.
Obviously, it's a big deal for Central Arkansas, but also you guys want to give back to the community, and there's a charitable aspect to this as well. How's that coming along?
Well, it's coming along great. So technically, Simmons Bank involvement is only as a title sponsor. We created a completely new 501c3, we've already gotten our RS nonprofit status, called the Arkansas Champions Trust. They are the ones that actually own the rights to the tournament. So all the net proceeds go to the Arkansas Champions Trust, and we'll use that money to provide grants to charitable organizations throughout Little Rock, but also the state of Arkansas.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I can't thank you enough for what you're doing for the game of golf in the state and I mean, really around the country with the Simmons Bank name. I do have to say, I tried to get some scoop on you before coming up here to sit down for this. And the person I asked, I said, you got any scoop on Mr. Macris before I sit down with him? And he said, you know, Trey, I mean, he hits it so straight that there's nothing I can really, you know, try to prod him on.
Well, so, you know, everything's relative. When you don't hit it out of your shadow, you can't
oh,
hit
come
it straight.
On. Come on.
You know, that's one thing that getting older has its good side and its bad side. So on the good side, I do get to play from the forward tees. On the bad side, I don't hit it near as far as I used to. just this week at the Players, I've had the opportunity to play that course before. What those guys did on that course is just unbelievable to me. I mean, I tee off 100, 150 yards ahead of where those guys are teeing off from.
Yeah.
And, you know, shoot 90. And they're shooting 64, 68.
Scotty Scheffler with an 864 on his final round.
With a stiff neck.
Oh, I can't imagine.
I can't either.
All right. Best golf course you've ever played?
Well, there are a lot of good golf courses, and I'll tell you, we're very fortunate to have the Elotion Club here. I try to describe that to people who have never gotten to play there, and it's really hard to describe. So I would have to say that the Elotion is at the top of the list, along with Pebble Beach. Yeah. I was very fortunate also that a guy I played baseball with in college was a director of golf at Pebble Beach for years, and I used to go out and see him, and I'd get that 2:05 tee time. So they don't take tee times after 2 o'clock, and he just let me walk on the course and play following the scheduled play that day. It was great. But, you know, just to be on that course and then be able to see people play it on TV is very special.
It's one of the, I think, most fantastic pieces of property that a golf course is on in the world.
You're right.
When you look at it. And if you hit it just right, the right timing of the year, I don't think there's anything better.
You're right. You're right. It's a wonderful track.
All right, fantasy foursome, living or deceased, you and three others that you would like to play a round of golf with, who would they be?
Oh, goodness. Arnold Palmer, Jack Nicklaus, and Tiger Woods.
That's pretty easy. Yeah. I mean, that was quick. That came quick.
Yeah, now, you know, they wouldn't want to play with me, but.
I don't know. They might.
Yeah, maybe.
You never know.
Yeah.
Well, you can, I mean, obviously, Mr. Palmer, you can't play with him, but you might be able to play with Mr. Nicklaus one day, and I'm sure you might be. Tiger.
Hey, 2 years. 2 years.
You might get that Pro-Am with Tiger Woods.
That's right.
What would that be like?
Oh, that'd be great. That'd be great.
George, thanks so much for sitting down with me. I've enjoyed this.
You bet, Trey. Thank you very much.
Heading to El Dorado to check out some live music or to play Mystic Creek? Stay at the Haywood, the only boutique hotel in the middle of downtown and the Murphy Arts District. If you are spending a weekend in Hot Springs, make plans now at the Marriott Courtyard close to Lake Hamilton and Oaklawn. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group manages both of these fine properties, and you will rest easy knowing that your every need is taken care of. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotels on the web at bphotels.com.
Strength is measured not by the number of accounts. Strength is placing value on relationships. It's having the vision and the guts to invest in growth. It's the commitment to responsibly manage your money. At Stevens, we believe that our strengths build success, not only for us, but for our clients. Stevens, member NYSE, SIPC.
Welcome back to this edition of From the Shortgrass. I want to say a quick thanks again to George Makris for taking time out of his extremely busy schedule and sitting down with me so that I could record this episode of From the Shortgrass with him. I hope you enjoyed the interview. The Simmons Bank Championship will play host to the top 54 players on the second stop of the PGA Tour Champions Playoffs, with the top 36 moving on to the Charles Schwab Cup Championship. Join everyone in October for a week-long celebration of golf, the natural state, and some world-class golfers. It's all going to be at Pleasant Valley Country Club, and it's in October, October 21st through the 27th. If you would like to be a volunteer, go to their website, SimmonsBankChampionship.com. Click on Volunteer. You can register there. They have scoring services committee, a spectator services, hospitality services, player services, championship services, operations division, and gallery management. All of it needs volunteers, and they will need more and more volunteers. The more volunteers they have, the more chance you get to watch golf by being a volunteer. Doesn't get any better than that. Hey, the grass is starting to turn green. It's time to dust off the clubs and get out and get ready to play. Make sure you stretch before you do. And also remember, when you find your ball mark on the green, fix it and a couple of more. And I hope to see you sometime soon from the Shortgrass.
You've been listening to From the Shortgrass, a weekly podcast dedicated to the game of golf. This has been a presentation of the Buzz Radio Network.